Another round of snow is expected to take place across portions of the northern plains as we move forward through the day today and tonight, and then we'll look for colder air to work its way across the region as well. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. We do have snow this morning working its way into central parts of South Dakota. It's also impacting the far western part of North Dakota. We've had a few flurries in other parts of the region. The temperatures this morning running mostly in the teens across the area, a few upper single-digit readings near the Canada border, while the cold air is pooling up across portions of Canada. And after the snow event pushes across the region, we will expect to see those temperatures colder, and sub-zero readings will be common across parts of our region as we finish out the weekend and move into early next week. Now, today's snow event is expected to advance across a big part of the area. The northeast part of North Dakota and northern Minnesota are unlikely to get impacted by this system, at least outside of a few snow flurries. A high pressure center will push in behind this system and will likely see the precipitation coming to an end as we finish out Saturday and move on into Sunday. A low pressure center of significance will form in the central plains and create some blizzard or near blizzard conditions in a small part of the central United States. This storm system, though, will head into the heart of the Midwest. And if you're going to be traveling back home over the next couple of days, be aware that there's going to be significant snowfall that will occur first from southeastern South Dakota through a big part of Iowa and eastern Nebraska into the northern half to two-thirds of Illinois into Wisconsin and eventually Michigan. All this will occur before we get to the end of the day on Sunday. A lot of that region will see 3 to 9 inches of snow accumulating. Now, in South Dakota, it's not going to be nearly as great. In fact, most of our region will see only lighter amounts of snow running in the range of 1 to 3 inches in general, and most of that will occur in a corridor coming across parts of eastern Montana through a fair amount of South Dakota into southern parts of Minnesota. There may be a couple of spots that might get 3 to 4 or 5 inches, but those will be extremely localized. And again, the northeast part of our region is unlikely to come up with a lot of precipitation. Now, our temperatures will be turning colder. Our lowest temperatures will likely occur Sunday into Monday, when negative single digits will be common. There will be a few positive single digits, but there's also going to be a few readings that'll stay below minus 10. Our afternoon temperatures today and tomorrow will be mostly upper teens and 20s, but as we get behind this little snow event late in the weekend and early next week, we'll be stuck mostly in the teens with a couple of spots, maybe having a tough time getting above 10. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.